Hey, we're coming out of the halftime break. 90 in the rear view, 90 of the show still to go. And it is Mo, without further ado, the man with a plan that has come through for all of you with our weight loss challenge. Mo Schlachter is here. You can find him at HOU Fam Nutrition. But most of you that have signed up for the challenge can find him as a regular contributor to our Facebook page. And also on this show, as we continue to do what we can do in terms of giving you tips and to help you in your path to try and be healthier and more active in 2018. It was our gift to you and to us in the process. So, Mo, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Great to see you guys.
Yeah, everything's good. Hopefully everything's good for you. I know that this Facebook page has been fantastic. I check it normally when I get home from work at night, and the people that are participating are just fantastic.
Lots of great stuff going on there. I mean, the activity's been great. We've been seeing amazing plates, things that, you know, people are trying new recipes, a lot of lean meats, a lot of vegetables on there. I know Nick had one yesterday. Great support on that group as well. The support for each, I mean, it is a competition, but what I found to be the biggest pleasant surprise really is how much people are picking each other up on there.
Yeah.
You guys have been great interacting with listeners as well.
Well, that's only because we're not in it. I mean, I can assure you if Joel and I were actually competing to win, neither one of us would be supportive because we're way too competitive.
We are hyper-competitive.
Kudos to everybody else for being adult about it.
So you'd be waving the fast food. Like,
no, I would
like
be
Nick
posting
here,
pictures
right?
of yeah. Oh, totally. I would be posting pictures like, of hamburgers and
I'd
ice
like,
cream and stuff. Totally.
Like, hey guys, I don't know if you missed this or not, but the Groupon this week is for an extra Whataburger with fries if you just order one of equal value.
I would start a fake nutrition blog and then post stories about how ice cream is good for you.
See, that's...
I'd be like, did you guys read that if you eat 3 servings of French fries a day, you can actually lower your body?
I'm a lot better of a referee than the NBA guy, so that's why
totally.
I'd keep you guys honest.
Okay,
and you listen
to
the show. So we've had some great questions, and again, if you want to get in here with Mo, 713-780-3776, you can text or call that number, or you can hit us up on Twitter. But again, we always like to get the questions that are out there, including from the people that it matters to most who are participating in this challenge. One of them is, and I believe it was Chris, that wanted to know about what is the right things to eat, when and what do you eat and drink prior to a workout?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, when we work out, we want to really get a lot out of it. We want to burn calories. So you need some energy to get through it. And you want to ultimately build muscle, get to that recovery point too. So to eat before a workout, you really just want to focus on a really adequate, healthy meal beforehand. And beforehand means sometime between 4 hours before and 1 hour before. Don't want to eat right before because then all that food is still sitting in your stomach, going to get cramped up. But you want to get adequate amount of carbohydrates. That's going to mean something different for each size person, but about 45 grams of carbohydrates. You want to keep that protein high quality, so from whole food sources. And then also you want to get, make sure the fat in that meal is low so that the food can go through your digestive system quickly, absorb, and then you can use that energy during your workout. Hydrate. You want to make sure to get plenty of water in the period of time before the workout, during the workout, after the workout as well.
Now, I heard something. I may have asked you this last time, but I don't recall. But there's a commercial on it as well with Klay Thompson. And I had heard this and I tried it. Talk a little bit about chocolate milk as a post-workout drink. What are the benefits? And what are maybe things to avoid, or you just can't go, can you just go buy any chocolate milk and start drinking it? How much should you drink? Talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And I think it could be a great choice because there is protein in there. You have some carbohydrates. When looking for a post-workout meal or post-workout intake, you want to focus on replacing the carbohydrates that you burnt. And you also want to have some protein in there to build the muscles that you just exercised. Now, the amount, you'll need about 20, 22 grams of protein, high quality, and milk is a good source of that. And then carbohydrates, you'll want some carbohydrates that are going to hit your system quickly. And, you know, some of the carbs in chocolate milk can do that. Now, chocolate milk has a downside where some of it is added sugar. That's not really going to be a high quality source of carbs, but it's maybe better than nothing as long as you're keeping it within the right amount, maybe around 15 grams, 30 grams of carbs right afterward. You should be okay. Typically we might want to focus on something with, overall high nutritional value. So this could be a pretty good choice.
So don't drink a gallon. If you're going to do it, 8 ounces, something like that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. So it's about the amount with this particular food.
See, I got a problem because of the fact that I have reflux. So I'm glad you said that in terms of what to eat before you work out, because for me,
It's that 4 hours to the closest I can get is 3 hours before I can really be in trouble.
Yeah, and everyone has to know their body. You really have to pay attention to your body. See how you feel during a workout. If you're cramping up, if you're starting to get that feeling like someone punched you in the gut while you're working out, that's a clear sign that your pre-meal diet maybe wasn't the right thing. You want to mix it up, maybe get something a little bit more quickly absorbed, go lower and lower in fiber content, for instance, if that's what you're needing for a pre-workout meal.
Now, we've had some people again on the page chime in, but good thing is that people don't realize, they think that in order to be considered a workout, they got to go to the gym. They got to go and do like the track workout, or they got to run. But Chris brought it up on the page, but it's something that everybody should kind of consider, which is the fact that just in your average everyday lifestyle, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Take 30 minutes of your lunch hour and walk.
Yep.
Those things can help.
And that's exactly what, you know, the philosophy is at Houston Family Nutrition. I mean, we understand that we're in the real world. There, of course, it would be great if we can all drop what we're doing, go to the gym, spend all that time on our bodies, you know, shop for all the right foods and time our nutrition perfectly. But we have the real world to deal with. So, yes, it does not take going to the gym. The best exercise, some people ask me about when's the best time to work out and where's the best place to work out. And really, the answers to those questions are wherever you are going to get it done as consistently as possible. If we go in, day out, and we are exercising, we're burning those calories, we're building the muscles, building strength, balance, then we're getting somewhere. So it doesn't take a gym membership. It doesn't take waking up pre-dawn to get it done. You can do it after work. You could do it during work, like you said. Taking the stairs, that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and somebody, just as a follow-up to earlier, because somebody texted the show and I wanted to get their question to you, but they said, is there a specific brand of chocolate milk to maybe avoid or to look out for?
No, but I heard Raheel talk about a Mootopia from, I think it's H-E-B. Yeah, where they replace some of the sugar for protein. That might balance out the product a little bit more. I guess we'd have to look at an 8-ounce glass of that might have the better ratio of carbohydrates to nutrition. I know it's lower in sugar, so that might be one to actually look for. And I know, I think Mark Schell on the Facebook listener page. Group, mm-hmm. Yep, he talked about a kefir product. That could be one also to look at after a workout.
I'll give you two because I loved them both before, and I used as a substitute for dairy since I've given up dairy. But Silk makes a low fat chocolate milk. So Silk makes a soy milk. And it tastes really, really good, which is key for me. Mm-hmm. And the other one, there's a brand, if you're still okay with dairy, Fairlife. Fairlife reduces a lot of things you don't need, but keeps the protein up and keeps the nutrients you need. And Fairlife's a really good tasting chocolate milk as well.
Yeah, and I like that companies are now starting to, you know, give us a little bit more option like that.
Yeah.
No doubt. You wanted to get in some things too about some of the questions you've had.
Sure. And, you know, I think at this point in the challenge, it's a really good time to talk about plateau busting. And, you know, plateau is described as, you know, I've started this challenge, I lost the weight, but now people are saying, well, you know, I've kind of hit a wall. And we were talking about this on the group. And, mm-hmm. You know, a few things to focus on. You know, the big thing we talked about was consistency. Just stay consistent with it. I've never seen someone come into my clinic really engage in the healthy behaviors, healthy diet, exercise, hydration, getting to sleep on time for a long period of time and not get it done. So one thing, you just got to trust the process especially when the scale is not showing you what you want to see, that's the time to really just do that trust fall thing for it. The other things that you can do, of course, is really focus on the quality of the diet. So you've started off the challenge, maybe you start eating less and less has equaled some weight loss and you're feeling really good. Now take a look and make sure your body is actually getting everything it needs. Are you getting all the nutrients you need while you're keeping the calories low? Maybe you kind of went too far. Maybe you're not feeding your body enough. You're not giving yourself the energy you need for the workouts. Are you focusing on strength training, not just cardio? So muscles burn more calories in a 24-hour period than the rest of our tissue. So if we have more muscle, we're burning more calories. So that's another thing to consider. Are we mixing up cardio with strength? Some other things, of course, look at the other gains, right? So when clients come to me, I'm measuring not just weight, I'm measuring hip circumference, waist circumference, I'm measuring their body fat percentage, because sometimes the number on the scale is not telling the whole story. You got to make sure that, you know, there are, you're considering the big picture. If your waist size is shrinking, that means that there's fat coming off that belly, yep, and you're protecting your heart, you're protecting, you know, your endocrine system. There's a lot of positive going in there, even if the number on the scale is not chasing.
Pick Me Mike said his underwear is not fitting anymore, which just means he's,
what?
Yeah, so he's cutting off the circular, I mean, the circulation cutoff is not happening anymore, and oh, he actually has his drawers not fitting.
Yep, and you got to pay attention to that. If you're, yeah, if your clothes are fitting you a lot better, then that's a positive sign right there.
Yeah, because muscle weighs more than fat, so that's also a key to remember. And the one thing that you neglected to say there that you've said in the past is how important sleep is too, because getting enough sleep is also can be just as important as your diet and your exercise.
Absolutely. I mean, we should be getting around 7 to 9 hours of sleep. I mean, but depending on where we are, if we're getting only 4 or 5 hours of sleep, I would say go up maybe 15-30 minutes. Try to get yourself in bed 15-30 minutes earlier. Aiming for that 7 hours really is a good magic number, especially for weight loss. But the biggest thing is, you know, I think participants of this challenge are noticing one important thing. They can now look at some of these get thin quick advertisements and really understand the difference between how to get it done the right way, mm-hmm, and, you know, those other things, those magic products that, you know, don't work, those diets. They're actually seeing what it takes,
yeah,
to get it done, and they are getting it done. We're seeing reports of weight loss all over the place. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been great, and we appreciate all that you've done for this challenge. So again, if you want to reach Mo, he's great. He'll answer back to your tweets at @HOUFAMNutrition, or otherwise you can follow us on the Facebook page, where we've got a great group that's going in and participating, basically morning, noon, and night. People are contributing.
Yeah, and to find that page, just go to Facebook and search The Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Mo, you have a number that they can call as well?
Yeah, it's going to be 832-844-0789. Again, 832-844-0789. info@HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. Go to the website. You get a free meal plan and get yourself started.
Boom.
There you go. Mo, appreciate you stopping by.
As always.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two of The Usual Suspects keeps on rolling right here on ESPN 97.5.